Good morning, Jim. Tim Carter, pleasure to have you on the WGRR, the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Tim. How are you doing?
Excellent, my friend. What can I help you with?
Well, I got two questions. One is, are you going to be at the Home and Garden Show?
Well, I don't know. You know, I haven't been invited, and I know that sounds crazy. You know, since you brought the topic up, I'll go ahead and rant a little bit. I don't know how to say this without sounding pretentious, but I just can't believe that somebody would invite me to be down there to be in a booth or to do some kind of presentation. But it hasn't happened.
Oh.
You know, maybe I don't know. Maybe I've stepped on somebody's toes. I don't know. I don't think so. but you know, wouldn't you think? You know, I'm going to take a little stab. This doesn't have anything to do with the Home and Garden Show. For all these years, I've been in the Inquirer, you know, my column. So you know who one of the primary sponsors has been for years? And what's the name of my column? Ask the Builder? So who's the primary sponsor for Homerama each year? The Cincinnati Inquirer. You'd think that I'd be out there.
Yeah, you would.
You know, in the tent, answering questions. But no. I guess they don't understand marketing. I don't know. You know, beats
sometimes.
Me.
Sometimes you just can't figure things out.
You know, and it doesn't really, I mean, it may sound like I'm a little bitter or I just don't understand it. You know what I mean? It's just like, just doesn't make sense to me, you know? So,
yeah.
Oh, well, you know, whatever.
My main question was having to do with sliding back glass door on out to our patio.
Okay.
And we got it about 20 years ago. We got it from a group down at the, that we saw at the Home and Garden Show. And I can't remember the name of the door, and I can't find the name on the door anywhere. But it's a kind of a sliding glass door that you pull it shut, you slide it over, and then you push it, and then lock it.
Okay. And,
it's like an airlock door.
All right, and is there a problem with it? There must be.
Yeah, there's a wire up on top of the door that keeps it so it, when you pull on the handle, the whole door slides back rather than just the handle part.
Oh, okay.
And that wire broke, and I can't, for the life of me, figure out, you know, how to fix it. Or
yeah, I have not seen that model, and that, you know, what happens is, you know, when they're not name brand models, sometimes those companies, you know, those whole systems, they just disappear.
Yeah.
You know, because there's not enough sold, that there's not enough reason for people to stock the parts. So you may be getting a whole new unit. I hate to say it. I know. But
yeah.
Now here's what I would do, though, for what it's worth. There are in town, there's a really neat company that kind of deals with some of that stuff, that before I would give up, I would call, like, Schneider Home Equipment Company. On, you know, they're up on the west side of town, I think. I'm going to say on Pippin Road, Compton, something like that.
Okay, what's the name again?
Schneider Home Equipment. Yeah, look under, like, screen doors, aluminum awnings, you know, things like that.
Okay.
They're a really fantastic company. And they've got kind of a low profile, but they deal in a lot of that kind of stuff. And they might have some quirky parts. They might know the door really well, and they might do service on them.
Oh, good.
So that's the first place I would go.
Okay. That would certainly help.
Okay.
Start anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, anything else?
Right now, I think that's about all I can think of.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah. Sorry, I won't be at the show. I mean, I've got tickets. I mean, I may go down there with my wife, but I'm not going to be down there, you know, in somebody's booth or giving a speech or giving a presentation. But
yeah.
But you know what you can do. Just so you know, for what it's worth, here's a. I've talked about this a lot on the show, and you maybe heard it. When you don't like something, I don't care if it's a car, I don't care if it's Hershey's syrup, I don't care what it is, you've got to complain. Because if you don't complain to the manufacturer or to the publisher or to whomever, they think everything's okay. So if you do go down to the show, go to the show office, you know, and complain. And just say, why don't you have Bob Vila here? Why don't you have Norm Abram here? Why don't you have Tim Carter here? You see what I'm trying to say? And if they hear about 50, if 50 people walked up and said, I can't believe you don't have John Smith here giving a speech. See what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to do next year? You know.
Well, I'd hope they'd have you down there.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to say, but if you don't complain, they're not going to do anything. That's the way every business operates. Because think about it. If they don't hear any feedback, they're thinking, gosh, everybody must be happy.
Yeah, well, I've sent in emails and called the Inquirer to try and keep them from cutting back on your call.
Oh, don't get me started on that, man.
And I also called Steve Mann to see if we can get your program here on Saturday morning expanded. But,
oh, yeah, man.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, well, I think there's a bunch of other people that would, too. I just need them to speak up.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, we got to go, buddy.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, man, call me anytime.